Corona experts. The failure of our experts is right in front of our eyes. It's in our face. Trump says what most Americans think. Today, he lambasted the Corona experts. Fauci and the experts are duds. They bring absolutely nothing positive to the table. It is time to just stop listening to them and go back to living life. Yes, and dying if your immune system cannot cope with the infection and your doctor is too afraid to practice real medicine and use HCQ therapy. Living and dying is what humans have been doing since the Garden of Eden. We don't need all the experts in our lives, particularly the Corona experts. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, came to prominence when I was doing computing support for a contract research organization working on the HIV-AIDS epidemic of the early 1980s. In 1984, Dr. Anthony Fauci was named director 36 years ago. The CRO I was working for was pushed off the stage by Harvard University and the NCI. Why? Because there were bucks to be made. The big boys moved in and took over. Interestingly, the NCI had not cured cancer, but they, like most government agencies, are mostly interested in money and position. So they, the NIAID, and Harvard worked with Big Pharma to develop a concoction of drugs which stabilized the effects of HIV so that full-blown AIDS did not develop as quickly. Though they would count their efforts as success, another researcher, Dr. Judy Milkovich, who worked with Dr. Fauci, would not agree. This is a link to her version of how the AIDS epidemic was handled, resulting in thousands of unnecessary deaths. The idiotic model that projected mass deaths from COVID-19 was the first expert bungle. Then there was the mask or no mask flip-flop. Then there was the social distancing random choice of 6 feet. Then there was the shutdown of the economy. Then there was the essential, non-essential business designation. In all this, there was gross violations of constitutional rights and government overreach. The suppression of the proven efficacy, they called it anecdotal, of HCQ therapy, likely resulted in thousands of unnecessary deaths. The reason for this suppression is that, once again, the experts, Fauci, was in bed with Big Pharma in favor of vaccinations. So, just as in the early 1980s with HIV, so it is with COVID-19. The experts have used an infection to make big money, and with COVID-19, gain power with yet a bigger power play to come, all with acceptable collateral damage in the infected population. The medical malpractice is major, but it is not the most serious crime. The deaths, the psychological damage, the sheer cost of the shutdown, the violation of constitutional rights, and the destruction of the American way of life can only be measured from the perspective of the future, which seems to be bleak at this point. The president is long overdue in stating what is obvious to most Americans who have faith in God and the Constitution, who love freedom and who trust in God and themselves over government. They're not experts at all, but merely educated children playing in a lab, the earth, using people like little toy soldiers to be set up and knocked down as they please.